This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. New information about a prison escape in New Orleans on Friday. Authorities say a worker at the jail has confessed to helping the 10 men get out. And CBS's Jared Hill reports.
As they fight to fix the larger problem, authorities say they arrested the fifth alleged escapee. They say another was caught hiding at a vacant house. Two others nabbed after being spotted on Bourbon Street. Now five of the 10 remain on the loose. The city still on edge.
No sleep for lawmakers on Capitol Hill. The House has been debating the president's budget bill for hours. Representative Rick Larson is a Democrat from Washington.
This bill makes the largest cuts to health care access and food assistance in American history, ripping away health care from 13 million Americans and taking food assistance away from millions of families, not to reduce the deficit, but to hand out tax breaks to billionaires.
Republican leaders are pushing to get the package through the House by the end of the week, but the details are still not finalized. We do know it includes funding to build what the president's calling the Golden Dome, a high-tech missile defense system, which reporters asked him about in the Oval Office yesterday.
Was it something that military commanders asked you for? Did they ask you to do this?
Let me put it differently. I suggested it, and they all said, "We love the idea, sir." It's the way it's got to be, right?
An investigation into the man who's hoping to run the biggest city in the country.
The Justice Department has opened an investigation into former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. It's over his testimony to Congress during the COVID pandemic. It comes months after the DOJ dropped charges against current New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who is running against Cuomo in this year's mayoral election. Cuomo, in a statement, says this is lawfare and election interference, plain and simple. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The FDA may limit access to COVID vaccines to older people and others at high risk, and is urging companies to conduct studies before they're approved for healthier people. Vanderbilt University's Dr. William Schaffner.
I'm optimistic that on the basis of these new guidelines, the FDA will make COVID vaccines available this fall. They will require a small study to show that the vaccine actually works.
Levi's and Dockers are breaking up.
Levi's 100% cotton Dockers. If you're not wearing Dockers, you're just wearing pants.
Levi Strauss is selling off the popular khaki pants company to Authentic Brands Group for $311 million. Levi's wants to focus more on its denim and athleisure wear, as the company acquired Beyond Yoga back in 2021. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Raises for Racine Unified teachers. The school board this week voted to give school district workers a pay boost starting next year, approving a nearly 3% base wage increase. It applies to teachers and building service employees. The raises are set to kick in July 1st. The board president says the move is key to attracting and retaining quality staff. Racine Alderman Malik Frazier is defending his absence from the Common Council. In an interview with the Racine County Eye, Frazier says he informed city leaders before departing for Army Reserve training. Frazier, currently serving as a sheriff's deputy and officer candidate, says he's staying involved by joining council meetings via Zoom. You can go deeper on the controversy at RacineCountyEye.com. The next generation of people making sure we stay on the air are being trained. Starting next fall, UW Oshkosh will offer a specialized track in broadcast engineering, the first of its kind in Wisconsin. A statement says the new emphasis was designed with input from industry leaders. A partnership with Madison College will allow students to enter the workforce after 2 years or transfer to complete their bachelor's degree. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Another win for Logan Henderson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 thanks to right-hander Logan Henderson, who pitched 5 scoreless innings. That's Henderson's third win in a row. In his first 3 starts, a new franchise record.
It's been really cool. I'm glad I could go out there and give the boys a chance to win today. And they got some runs on the board early, and I'm super grateful to be here. And I know every 6th day or 5th day when I toe the rubber, my job is to give the boys a chance to win, and that's about it.
The series wrapping up this afternoon. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bucks GM John Horst expected to meet in Milwaukee. Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski says the team's owners are not interested in a rebuild right now.
John Horst just got a contract extension. Now it's business in the purest sense, and it's about not having an empty Fiserv Forum with a new hotel going up, with Deer District trying to get those restaurants rooted in, right? They can't have and don't want 3,000 people.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As the weather warms up, regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, take in the festivals, soak up the sunshine with a solid selection of Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs, easily foldable and transportable. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider also offers flexible care credit options and top-notch service to keep you on the go. Stop by the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Get moving and enjoy the ride with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Have more rain on the way today. We could get another quarter inch or more by the time things wind down late tonight. Today it will be cloudy, a little breezy by later this afternoon with a high in the upper 40s. Showers tonight, 45. Tomorrow partly cloudy with a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Every mother talks the same. You ever notice they have these little momisms? They just pass them down through generations. You've heard them all. We've all heard the same stuff growing up. Stuff like, if I had to come up there. You all heard that. Unless you lived in a mobile home, you heard that one. Then I get those punishment momisms. You all had those, right? How would you like a beating? Oh, gee, I'd love a beating right now. Huh? That or the ball game? I can't decide. Then she get lazy. Go get me something to beat you with. Like, I'm going to come back with a 2x4 with nails in it. I brought her a sponge. Here you go, my whale away. Ouch, you're hurting me. I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. Make it Thursday, I got a test on Wednesday.
Don Rosen.
Hills 8 days a week, 6:11 local news. Time to sit to WRJN. Rain today, tonight, and cloudy tomorrow. Highs 49 today, 46 the low tonight, 54 the high tomorrow. It's raining 48 degrees now at Radio Park. Coming up a little after 7 o'clock, 4th District Alderman, David Mack is going to be here. I want to talk about him. He worked for emergency management for many, many years. I want to get his take on what just happened here recently. And also coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, Mark Eichner. He's the conductor of the Racine Concert Band. They have a Case High School concert coming up. We'll talk about that. But right now, I've got the King. Got Elvis. Suspicious Minds here at WRJN.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious.
Suspicious Minds, quarter after six here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, good news for the kids. After Warner Brothers Discovery ended its partnership with Sesame Street, Netflix has swooped in to save the show. Season 56 will kick off later this year on Netflix. Congratulations, the kids continue to have their Sesame Street show. Isn't that great? All right, Steve Lawrence, Pretty Blue Eyes, 616, and local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Thought I was in love before, and then you moved in next door. Pretty blue eyes, pretty blue eyes. All the guys from the neighborhood keep saying you sure look good with your blue eyes, pretty blue eyes. Saw you from my window, my heart skipped a beat. Gonna sit by your doorstep. So I can tell you what I have to say, that I love you, pretty blue eyes. Saw you from my window, my heart's in the beat. Gonna sit by your doorstep, so that I can meet pretty blue eyes. So I can tell you what I have to say, that I love you, pretty blue eyes, pretty blue eyes, pretty blue eyes.
Steve Lawrence had a couple of hit songs on his own. Yeah, Without Eating Gourmet, yeah, had a couple of them. Couple of big hits. 618, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right. You're tired of the airlines, eh? Well, nothing to do with the airlines anymore. Well, here's some good news for you. The first mass-produced flying car will go on sale early next year. They're not cheap, though. The base model, $800,000. Basically, it's a sports car with retractable wings. I saw a picture of it. Looks like a car with wings on it. So, not the hover car, by the way. You when you get stuck in traffic, you just hover above the traffic. No, it's not that kind of car. You'll need a runway for this and a pilot's license. They hit the sky in early 2026, at least in Europe. They're hoping to get them approved in the U.S. this fall. Just let me know when the Toyota Corolla version of this car arrives. Maybe I can afford that one then. $800,000. What does a plane cost? How much? I'm going to have to ask Chris Morrow. He's got a pilot's license for the plane cost. Hey, good morning. 618 now. I'm sorry. 18 past 6 at WRJN. Time for Pete and the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When you've got a 38-year-old franchise, even the main character's kids would be too old for this. Even though it's become one of the most tired franchises ever, Lethal Weapon is giving birth yet again to sequel number 5. 69-year-old cranky Mel Gibson will direct the new flick and reprise his role as Martin Riggs, and 78-year-old Danny Glover is back as Murtaugh. Sure, this sounds really uninteresting, but before you judge, let me just say this is not your father's Lethal Weapon. Actually, it is. Speaking of part 5s, not sure Toy Story needed a 3 or 4. Four, much less a 5, but it's happening. And it just got a little funnier, with the addition of new cast member Conan O'Brien. That's right, the former late night host and the MC of the last and next Oscars will play a character called Smarty Pants in the new chapter. Variety reports that the new film sees Buzz, Woody, and Jesse's jobs being challenged by electronics. Toy Story 5 is scheduled to hit theaters June 19th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Lee's Deli. Indulge in signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Hen House, and the Gobbler. Or enjoy today's special, the Reuben and Fries. It's a meal fit for a king, made with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Discover why they've been voted best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 Lee's Deli gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit racineyachtclub.org for more info.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
The Milwaukee Brewers have partnered with GovX to offer 50% off select tickets to active duty military, veterans, first responders, government employees, and teachers at Sunday through Thursday games, courtesy of Vortex. Visit brewers.com/govx.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Keep up to date on the biggest news stories from WRJN and the Racine County Eye. Not only on the air and online, but with our weekly newsletter delivered to your inbox every Thursday. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com.
WRJN.
Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
King of the- the Drifters up on the roof, 625. Local news, timeless hits here at WRGN. Showers today and tonight, cloudy tomorrow. Right now, we got some rain, 48 degrees right here at Radio Park. Hey, planning on going camping this summer? Keep this in mind. If 1.2 million mosquitoes bit you all at the same time, they drained all of your blood. Happy camping. See, this is why the Rosens don't do any camping at all. We don't want to get bit by 1.2 million mosquitoes all at the same time. The Rosens, we stay at a hotel where there's air conditioning and cable. Mamas and the Papas, words of love here at WRJN.
Words of love, so soft and tender, won't win a girl's heart anymore. If you love her, then you must send her somewhere where she's never been before. Worn out phrases and longing gazes won't get you where you want to go. No. Words of love, soft and tender, won't win her. You ought to know by now.
Words of Love, Mamas and the Papas, really Mama Cass Elliott singing that song. The rest of the people were just, I don't know what they were doing. They were on a break. This is kind of scary. A spyware expert listed five signs someone is tracking your cell phone. Pay attention to this. Your battery drains really fast. Your phone heats up. Your data usage is sky high. And you get strange texts that immediately disappear or your screen randomly turns on when you're not touching your phone. It's kind of creepy. I don't know. I don't think any of those, phone heating up occasionally, but I think that's because I'm holding it so long. But it's kind of creepy that people can actually sit there and listen to every word you're saying then, or just use your phone. What's the matter with people out there? Hey, good morning. It is 6:29, local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Dave Mack coming in, our 4th District Alder. He'll be in here this morning a little after 7. A little after 8, we'll be talking to Mark Eichner, the conductor of the Racine Concert Band. They got a Case High School concert coming up, and we'll talk about that as well. But right now, it is time for...
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
It's 6:30 on the noggin. Let us check local news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. New details confirm both students and adults made racist comments toward Milwaukee athletes at a recent Racine County track meet. It's led to a public apology from officials at Waterford Union High. An investigation found Waterford students referred to Rufus King team members as, quote, gang members. Event volunteers and an official used racially insensitive language. A statement from Waterford Union leaders says they'll hold those involved accountable and will retrain adults to prevent future incidents. The Racine Unified School District is raising wages by nearly 3% for teachers and building service workers next year. The increase, effective July 1st, aims to offset inflation and reward staff. The board president says the actions help the district recruit and keep top educators. Milwaukee baseball fans are in for a new at-home viewing experience. FanDuel Sports Network is bringing a high-tech wire cam system to American Family Field.
The aerial camera captures unique angles of stadiums and is similar to the over-the-field cameras during NFL games. It'll be seen on FanDuel Brewer broadcast through mid-June. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
You might not think that your dog or cat food has anything to do with livestock feed, but you might be surprised. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Lara Moody is the executive director of the Institute for Feed Education and Research. It's actually a charity that works on behalf of the feed industry and pays very close attention to what's happening in the pet food space. She says the pet food space is all about upcycled ingredients, and today's consumers and their relationship with their pets dictate what ingredients are hot.
What we see from an ingredient standpoint is a movement towards more select, I would say, premium products. If we look at just the top five ingredients, of course, the number one ingredient is poultry and poultry-related products. But something that's doubled in its volume of use since the last report is marine-based products. It's things like salmon and cod, right, that we would have in our diet. And we're seeing those come into the pet food space. But it's also beet pulp and carrots and peas and cranberries and flaxseed, right? And so there's this large number of ingredients that are also starting to show up more and more in pet foods.
Lara Moody is the executive director of the Institute for Feed Education and Research, talking about pet food ingredients. She says about 50% of pet food ingredients come from upcycled materials, but that's also the same place that production agriculture looks for their feedstuffs for animals like beef, dairy, and hogs.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
One of your biggest investments, season after season, is high-quality feed. But are you getting the most from it? If you aren't using a silage inoculant to preserve the quality and nutritional value of your high-quality silage, the answer is no. When you pair your high-quality silage with science-based, research-proven Silosolve brand products from Novonesis, not only are you supporting improved herd health and performance, but you know you're getting the maximum return on your feed investment. Talk to your local dealer about what sets Silosolve inoculants apart. Purchase your silage inoculant today.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources confirming more wolf attacks on livestock in northern Wisconsin. This time they have confirmed attacks in Bayfield County as well as Leona in Forest County. That's a look at what's happening in food news on a Wednesday. I am Pam Yonke.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
We have more rain on the way today. We could get another quarter inch or more by the time things wind down late tonight. Today it will be cloudy, a little breezy by later this afternoon with a high in the upper 40s. Showers tonight, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
You guys remember in the 90s when you could just win an argument with a lie? Good times. not going to the library to look that up. And if a debate ever got really heated in the 90s and people wanted to find out if you're telling the truth, they would just be like, do you swear to God? And if you did swear to God, it was the ultimate affirmation. Everyone would be like, relax, we believe you now. No way you'd bring God into this if you're lying through your teeth. That's so much harder now. You fast forward to the present day, you say anything remotely crazy, your friend's already on his cell phone going, keep talking, dude. That sounds suspect. I'm about to prove you wrong instantly in front of all these people at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Shannon, Little Town, Flirt, 639, local news. Time to hit to WRJN. Showers today, showers tonight. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 54. Right now it's raining 48 degrees here at Radio Park. All right, you heard about this big jailbreak they had in New Orleans. 10 people escaped all at the same time. I think they got six back already. Well, officials in Costa Rica caught a cat trying to smuggle drugs into a prison last week with 236 grams of marijuana and 68 grams of heroin strapped to its back. They're trying to find out who the cat was working with on this smuggling job. Coming up a little after 7, David Mack is going to be our 4th District Alder. We're going to talk about a variety of topics right now. I've got Redbone, Come and Get Your Love.
Yeah.
get your love, Redbone. It's 6:43 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. And Microsoft has a new report out that claims office employees are interrupted by meetings, emails, and chats every 2 minutes. Now, there's really nothing you can do to convince your higher-ups to do away with inefficient meetings, but there are some things you can actually do to make the most of the time you do have. One suggestion, pick a time of the day you're most productive, block out everything, lock the door, no meetings, no calls, no interruptions, no lunch, and it should work out for you. Let me know if it does work out, though. All right, got the Staple Singers. I'll take you there. Local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN.
I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling faces. No, no, lying to the races. Help me. Come on, come on. Somebody help me.
Yes, that's it. Good morning. Local news, Timeless Hits here at WRJN. All right. Most restaurants aren't cheap. And with the additional cost of tipping, you should at least get the food that you've ordered. And yet, a lot of people feel uncomfortable sending food back. In a poll, 40% of people said they never have ever sent food back at a restaurant. 8% wouldn't send something back even if it was completely different than what they ordered. Huh. Now, at a radio station I used to work at, we used to have this young lady who used to go to lunch with us. And she always sent her food back. There was always a reason why she had to send it back. And I said, do me a favor, wait until my food is on the table, then send yours back. I don't want retribution done on my food because you sent it back. And she continually said, could you bring it back and change this around on the plate? Wait till my food is in front of me, then you could do that.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Lee's Deli. Indulge in signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Hen House, and the Gobbler. Or enjoy today's special, the Reuben and Fries. It's a meal fit for a king, made with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Discover why they've been voted best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 Lee's Deli gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals. From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdelirecine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdelirecine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
W-R-J-N. Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on. Make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl. A song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright. Cause we got all night. Set the world right.
Cracklin' Rosie, Neil Diamond this morning. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. It is 6:53. All right. You got weddings coming up. June weddings are all listing. They're all coming up. We hear a list of things that people say should be retired from weddings. Are you ready? Clinking silverware on glasses to get the couple to kiss. I like that. The chicken dance, over drinking, which can lead to unwelcome drama and distractions. And, of course, the couple smearing cake on each other's faces. I like all of those. Keep those in. Don't get rid of those, especially the cake on the face. John Fred and his Playboy band, Judy in Disguise. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN showers today and tonight. Cloudy tomorrow. Right now it's raining at 48 degrees here at Radio Park.
Wearing your bracelets and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweet spider with God, Judy in the sky, with dances.
Come to me tonight, come to me tonight. I take you to the finest sight.
Yo, John Fred, this Playboy band, Judy in Disguise. It's about 4 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here at WRJN. I like when duos get together. Dionne Warwick and the Spinners, then came you. David Mack's going to be here a little after 7 o'clock this morning at WRJN. Going to talk about everything to do with the city and also emergency management. Then after 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about the Racine Concert Band's concert at Case High School.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Thank you.
Eric the Spinners, then came you, local news, Tamla's Hits here at WRJ. And time for Odd But True, and this is interesting. No century can ever start on a Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Now, there's a long mathematical explanation for why. Basically, it's because how the calendar repeats new centuries. They have to start on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, or Saturdays. I'd love to know some of that mathematical formula. I'm just a curious guy. Odd But True, where exactly? It's 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin on Capitol Hill, where the House has been debating the president's budget bill for the past 6 hours.
We're here to finish the job.
That's Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox, the House Rules Committee chairwoman, who's hoping to get the package through by the end of the week. But Democrats like Rick Larson from Washington State have some issues.
Republican leadership has not gathered us here in the middle of the night to invest in job creating infrastructure. This morning is about jamming through a